Greg's medical process will happen sometime this week, and when he gets back, we'll let him take you through the details like we've always done with the players.
Has he made it to Philadelphia, I guess?
I couldn't tell you that.
What's the story on Jordy's hamstring and some of the guys who are out?
Jordy Nelson will go through the rehab process today and tomorrow, and then we'll see if we can potentially do something Friday as the plan.
You look at Arizona, they started 4-0, and now they've lost four in a row. What do you think of the Cardinals?
Well, you know, I think I'll start with the defense because that's obviously where I spend most of my time. Very talented scheme that we have some familiarity with, you know, really coming from the same history, same roots. Very aggressive, got some impact players on defense. I think their statistics speak for themselves. They do an excellent job pressuring the quarterback, taking the ball away. Offensively, you know, they're fighting through some injuries. We're spending a lot of time on their personnel, make sure we're ready for, you know, which way we anticipate the way they're going to go against us. Special teams, we've been impressed with them. You know, obviously Peterson is a very dynamic returner. So that was our starting point today with the team.
I know you like to run the ball much more effectively, but is there value to running the ball even when you're not running it effectively? How much?
Well, I think there's definitely value in running the football because everything you do is off of the run game as far as the action passing game. The way we do it is when you throw the football, there's two ways of throwing it. You either drop back and throw it or you have some form of action that fits some segment of your run game. So, you know, as long as those are tied together, they look the same, there's definitely some benefit.
Mike, we need to talk about injuries of your opponent.
Okay.
How much of a challenge is it as a coach trying to project, okay, this guy they might have, this guy they won't? How does that work from that end of the equation?
Well, it really just makes you focus on personnel groups. You know, because A, you know, what's the injury? B, how does it affect their personnel groups? You know, our defense looking at their offense is, you know, no different than how we prepare an offense. We don't really ever want to be one player away from being out of a major personnel group in any game plan. And sometimes it's unavoidable, which is kind of the case with us right now on offense. So that's how we break it down and just make sure we're ready for all the different personnel groups and which way we think they're going to tilt, you know, the game, their game plan towards us.
Mike, I know you don't want to look too far ahead, but how much are you kind of, you know, knowing that you've got the bye week next week and knowing that you're going to have some extra time to get you guys healthy?
I'll tell you, I mean, the players have clear understanding the importance of this game. I think we've made the mistake of maybe looking forward to the bye week in the past. We're not going to make that mistake, you know, this week. So our focus is on the Arizona Cardinals. We made a big point as a staff and as a football team today to make sure that the urgency is heightened. You know, you're talking about a football team that started out 4-0, is fighting through some adversity, coming off a Monday night loss. So, you know, we're getting ready to do whatever we need to do to win this game. So, and we're pouring everything that we got into this game.
What do you mean by that mistake? I mean, you've got a pretty good record going into bye weeks, don't you?
Yeah, but I mean, to me, I'm just talking about the preparation process. I don't want to talk about the bye week. I'll just say it. I really don't want to hear about how much time we have and off. What are we going to do? Because that's losing your focus. So we're focused on the Cardinals.
Mike, how much do you think last week with the players, and you mentioned it, I know you were only alluding to a couple guys in terms of energy, but a lot of guys in the locker room were talking about, there just wasn't a lot of juice around the team, around the stadium. How much do you think that will help them focus and not have that issue this Sunday?
It's an experience. I mean, it's an experience that you need to draw from. Every time we line up, whether it's on the practice field, it's on the game field, it's an away stadium, it's a home stadium, you know, things aren't always just going to line up the way they did the week before. And that's a fact of this game. You're not going to feel the same way as you did the night you had the best night of your life. So it's always different. Every game's different. Every team's different. Every contest's different. We can't be worried about what the hell the music's being played in pregame. You know, we need to get out there ready to play a game. And that's what we're focused on. So, and, you know, our guys are, you know, they're human too. I mean, they understand what the messages are. They understand what your storylines are. They answer their questions. But, you know, lack of energy, it was not a reflection of our whole football team.
Can you talk a little more about their pass rush and their pressure? I mean, Washington with 8 sacks coming inside, we've got the ends.
Well, I'll say this. Their inside pressure is very impressive. I mean, you know, Paris is playing very well too. So, you know, we're spending a lot of time on their different middle dog cross packages and so forth. I think it's a real strength, but it's very common, everything that we've seen on film, because it's what our defense does. And they do it very well. The two inside guys are impact players. You know, their outside rush guys are good players, you know, and I mean, their defense, as you go all the way through, has impact players, but their scheme is very challenging. I mean, it's 38% just in normal down distance pressure. As you go through all the different segments and different situations, you're pushing almost 50%. So some segments, it's 2 out of 3 plays is pressure. It's an up-tempo game, and the way we've talked about it offensively, we want to play up-tempo, they want to play up-tempo. So I think it'll be an excellent contest.
Mike, you're one of two teams that has not allowed a touchdown in an opening drive this year. Last year, like near the bottom in that category, has that been a point of emphasis, or is that just one of those fluky stats that change every year? Or was there more emphasis put on that this year?
No, they never talked about it. I mean, it's one of those secondary, or to me, just the statistic I have to answer in a press conference. I mean, we try to stop them on every drive. I mean, they have a first 15 play script. Some teams do, some teams don't. There's tendencies to everybody how you start the game. It's important for us to go out and try to establish what we try to do defensively versus different personnel groups. Make sure that we're matching up properly, trying to take their strength away, how they're going to line up. So that starts in the first series all the way through the game.
How challenging was it to throw the ball in practice today? And do you expect it to be like that on Sunday at all?
I don't expect the wind to be from what I'm. Well, you know that is weatherman, but our weatherman. But when I'm told it's not going to be that bad on Sunday. But I thought the work was good today. The wind kind of died down as the practice went on. The team periods were, it actually wasn't an issue at all.
Like, how do you know when to push which buttons as a coach? Like on Monday, you came in here and you were kind of talking about how you told the guys, look, we're 5-3. Stop walking around here like you lost. Today, you seem a little. I don't know what you were like with your team, but you seem a little more kick in the back. Backside, kind of. Is that?
Well, we got a game to play, and you know, and I just think it's all about what's on your plate at you know, during that course of the day. I mean, everybody wants to talk about things that have nothing to do with Sunday. You know, I want to talk about Sunday, and that's what we're talking about with the players. So, I mean, that's it's really always my mindset. You know, sometimes you have to verbalize it differently than others.
Two more.
How do you feel about the progress of your no-huddle offense so far this season? Consistency, ability to get in the red zone score?
It's a great question. The no-huddle, if anything has held the no-huddle back, I would say it's been me. Just there's certain things that go on during the course of the game, and if I don't like it, then I probably have pulled the chain too many times on air. If I want to be critical of myself in the first half of the season, that would be that. We have a lot of time. We have a lot of reps committed to the no huddle. I think it's been very good for us. But there's been particular plays or something that's happened during a no huddle, more out of circumstance that I've probably, you know, shouldn't react as hard to. And that was kind of the case this past week. But to answer your question, I think we're pretty good at it.
Mike, how's
Kuhn
doing with his hamstring right now?
John Kuhn, he's feeling a lot better. He's a little bit but like Jordy. You know, we'll see. He'll work the rehab today. He'll work the rehab tomorrow, and then we'll see if they're going to give him a chance on Friday.
Mike, what's your plan?
Do you think Worthy has a chance?
He's still in the he's going through the process, the protocol. 4 concussions. I know he's a lot better today than he was yesterday. But as we always have, our medical staff plays the high side of caution, especially with that particular injury.
Mike, what's your game plan with your PUP guys for the week?
Well, we're working them both, and that's really what we'll talk about Friday. You know, Ted and I talked about those guys on Monday, and we're going to start working them in, some of the game plan stuff, see where they are.